So a lot of this stuff should be looked at again, because there's, as you see, every time we turn around, there's money missing that used to be there that came from the state, and we're gonna deal with this. This is just the start of it. They haven't even redone their 18 budget. It doesn't work. They let it go till July, and then they'll make cuts there. 19 is completely out of whack. They put the projected income from the oil up so high to make it balance, but everybody knows that didn't happen. So there's gonna have to be some.
Legislature is gonna have to meet annually eventually. They can't do this biannual stuff. The economy's too much to
the way, the way it looks, they should meet annually with a whole different crew of people.
Yeah.
I mean, if you hired someone to take care of your assets and they did this poor job of it, you wouldn't have them back again. Disgusting.
I heard a good way to get rid of all the legislators this spring on the radio. I said, take their health insurance away and then we'll get a whole new batch.
Do they get health insurance at the state level? They're on Andy Burr's?
Yeah. Really? I didn't know that until last year. They were talking about having us kick some in, and I thought, oh, that's no problem. Well, they weren't hearing of that because they get it. That was the first time I ever found out that they're
take away their per diem and shut down Peacock Alley.
Work three months every 2 years and get a full health. Nice.
But anyway, there's going to be a lot of this stuff affecting the county, because it's just a trickle down, and so we may as well just get proactive with it and try to make savings where we can. I mean, if we could